This call is being recorded.
Why the chapter begins with a scene with people pressing their way to Jesus. Note that the psalmist said in Psalm 119, verse 105, and I quote, "Thy word," whose word? God's word. So the psalmist said, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Now, verse 4 and 5 of Luke chapter 5 says, "Now, when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net." Jesus' instruction to Simon was very specific. Jesus said, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. Pay attention to the specific instructions that Jesus gave to Simon. One, he said, launch out. Two, he said, where? Into the deep. Number three, what should Peter do? Simon do? Let down your nets. Why? For a draught. So he said, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. Specific instructions. Jesus' instructions, they were very specific. There was absolutely no room for error, neither was there any room for doubt. Maybe God has given you specific instructions. Then, why are you still procrastinating? Why haven't you done what the Lord has told you to do? Why are you still hesitating when God has given you specific instructions? Is there something we can all learn from Simon's response? Can we step out of the box that we have been in for many years and follow Jesus' instructions? Can we step away from what we used to do last year or the year before and try something new this year? Because we have received a specific word from God. Verse 5 tells us, "And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net." Now, we all know from our readings that Simon was an experienced fisherman. That was his trade. So he knew exactly where to find schools of fish in the ocean. However, that night, he and his partners went to every spot they knew from experience where they would find the kingfish, the butterfish, the bluefish, the porgies, the flying fish, the catfish, the codfish, the salmon, you name them. Unfortunately, every time they threw their nets out and pulled it in, there were no fish in the net. How discouraging and tiring that had to have been for Simon and the others who had labored all night and had caught not even one fish. A few years ago, I went fishing with some friends. I came home with a bucket of fish. I was so elated. I was so happy. The next year I went, I didn't catch one fish. I was so discouraged. To be honest, I have not gone back since. we can just use our imagination and understand how discouraged these fishermen were. It's the same thing, how discouraging and tiresome it is to some of us when we go out into our communities, not with a fishnet, but with a bundle of tracts, and no one will listen to what is being said, or even take a track from our outstretched hands. How disappointing it is to all of us who have been praying for a relative or for a friend to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior, and they are still playing hardball. When you begin to speak Christ to them, everyone scatters, or they quickly say goodbye on the phone because they have something pressing to do. How disappointing that can be. Nevertheless, because you have heard a specific word from God, like Simon, you will say, nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. You will also say, nevertheless, like Joshua, as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Because even though we don't see it, even though we don't see our families coming to the Lord, yet we believe that one day they will surrender their lives to the Lord. Was Simon's response to Jesus an indication of total obedience when he said, nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net? Let us take a look at Jesus' instructions one more time. And I quote, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. Let us take a few seconds and analyze Simon's response. This is what he said. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. Jesus instructed Simon to let down his nets, which is plural. This is an indication that Jesus was referring to more than one net. Simon responded by saying, I will let down the net. Simon was saying, I will let down one net. Family, sometimes when we give half-hearted obedience to God based on how we feel, we lose out on the full blessings of the Lord. This is why we do not go by how we feel, because feelings go and feelings come. If God gives you a directive, follow what God has said to you. I believe that Simon was discouraged and disappointed, that he had toiled all night, that he was in no mood to make another try. He was going according to how he felt. Yet, because of someone's words spoken to him, he made a half-hearted decision to throw out his net one more time. I believe if Simon really knew who had spoken these words to him, he may have had a different response. Family, there are times when we will toil all night and we will experience discouragement and disappointment simply because we have done our very best and we see no fruit. We will tend to say, like Simon, we have toiled all night and have caught nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word. I say to you this morning, you may have toiled all night. You may be weary and tired. You may be cold and hungry. You may have spent all night toiling in prayer. But I come to tell you today, don't give up. It's not what you see, it's what you believe. Believe God. Trust God. Be in total obedience to God. Don't miss out on your blessing. God wants to give his children an overflow of blessings. He wants to give his children abundant blessings. Hear what the songwriter Kurt Carr wrote. He said, I almost gave up. I was right at the edge of a breakthrough, but I could not see it. God is saying to someone today, you are right at the edge of a breakthrough. Do not give up. Hold on, my child. God is saying to you today, hold on. He has not forgotten you. Maybe what you ask him for, there is a delay, but delay does not mean denial. It's not what you see, but it's what you believe. Glory to God. It was only when Simon saw the amount of fish in the net, it was only when the net broke with the amount of fish that Simon realized who had spoken to him and the gravity of the word that Jesus had spoken. But I hear Jesus saying to his flock today, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. So hear the voice of God. Hear what God is saying to you. So many times, when we partially obey God's instruction, it's after we see the results. It is only then we realize how we have missed out on the full blessings that God had in store for us. And so many times you hear people say, I should have, could have, would have. It's too late. If God has spoken to you, listen to the voice of God and do what he tells you to do. It's easy to say that Simon should have let down his nets. But when you are so used to doing things your way, doing things the old way, walking the same old beaten path, instead of cutting a new road, we often miss out on the full blessings of God. Last Tuesday night in our Bible study, we saw a different response from Simon to the response of some servants who not only obeyed God's word, but they went over and beyond in the act of obedience. The scripture tells us in the Gospel of John that Jesus and his disciples and his mother were all invited to a wedding. At some point in time during the celebration, the host ran out of wine. To run out of wine in that culture, in a wedding celebration, was a total embarrassment for the couple. They would never be able to live it down. Mary, the mother of Jesus, went to him and told him that there was no wine. Mary then told the servants, whatsoever he said to you, do it. Today I'm saying to someone, just like Mary, for heaven's sake, Whatever Jesus tells you to do, do it. No, there are many voices clamoring for your attention in this time and season. But I hear Jesus saying to his flock, and as long as you are a child of God, you belong to his flock. He says in his word, my sheep. Are you my sheep? Are you Jesus' sheep? He said, my sheep, hear my voice. And I know them, and they follow me. Because you are his sheep, and because you know his voice, follow what he's saying to you. Don't do half of it and miss out on your full blessings, but follow the word. Jesus said to the servants, fill them up with water. Can you imagine the thoughts that went through the servants' mind? Wine had run out. The 6 water pots were empty. Mary told them, whatsoever he tells you to do, do it. Jesus then instructs the servants at this wedding, or we can say the waiters and the waitresses, to fill up the water pots with water. Trust me. Some of us would have said, this is pure madness, and turn away. Some of us would have laughed at the instructions. Some of us would have put a pint of water in the pot. Some of us would have put a quart of water in the pot. Some of us would have put a gallon of water, and some of us would not have put any water in the pot. How did these servants respond? Verse 7 says, they filled the water pots to the brim. Do you really know what it is to fill something up to the brim? The servants, without seeing the miracle, believed that Jesus had the power to transform water into wine. They believed that Jesus had the power to transform nothing into something. Some folks saw 6 water pots of water, but the servants saw by faith 6 water pots of wine. So they filled it to the brim. It's not what you see, it's what you believe. They believed Jesus at his word. And so in total obedience, they not only filled the water pots, but they filled it to the brim. They filled it with the possibility of an overflow. They had absolutely no doubt that Jesus had the power to perform a miracle by turning water into wine. They received a revelation of the God who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Today, I ask the question of all of us. Do we know the God of exceeding abundance? By faith, the servants filled the pots to the brim. And because of their obedience, because of their faith, they experienced the first miracle that was done by Israel's Messiah when he was on earth. they experienced the first miracle that was done by our Jesus, our Savior, our Lord, our Redeemer, our Advocate. And I say to you today, he's still performing miracles. Water was turned into wine. Mary told them, whatever he tells you to do, do it. I'm saying to you today, whatever Jesus tells you to do, do it. Just make sure that you have heard the voice of God. Today I say to the family of Jesus Christ, the church, hear what God is saying. It is not what you see, but it's what you believe. It's not the formula that you memorized years ago. It's not your experience over the years. It is not what you have been doing since you were a child. Your blessings are contingent upon your total obedience to God's word. I'm going to repeat that again. Your blessings and my blessings are contingent upon our total obedience to God's word. Your blessings are contingent upon whatever he tells you to do. And in obedience, you do exactly what he tells you to do, and you do it. Today, let us all say, Lord, at thy word, we will sow seeds of righteousness. Lord, at thy word, we can live a holy and righteous life. Lord, at thy word, we will launch out into the deep. Lord, at thy word, we will cast our nets into the deep. Lord, at thy word, we are going to fill our water pots to the very brim. Lord, at thy word, we are going to obey you in totality. Today, we are going to say, Lord, it's not my will, but thy will. Lord, it is not by might nor by power. Lord, today we will listen attentively to what your Holy Spirit is saying to us. And whatever he tells us to do, we will do it. We will not be discouraged by what we see. We will not be discouraged by the negative things that we hear. We will not allow the circumstances of our life to influence our obedience to you. Lord, we will not be hindered from being obedient to your word by adverse situations in our lives. God, we are not going to look to the bigness of our problems, but we are going to look to the bigness of our God. Today, I pray that all of us on the line will say, Father, at your word, we are going to launch out into the deep, and we are going to let down our nets. We are going to fill our water pots to the brim, because it's not what we see, but it's what we believe. We believe your word that says we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We will govern our lives at your word, Lord. We never like to close our service without giving someone the opportunity to say yes to Jesus. Maybe there's someone on the line, praise God, you have not yet received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You are now invited to accept him into your heart. I want to say to you that Jesus loves you. For John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but will have everlasting life. Jesus said that he came that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. Will you say yes to Jesus this morning? Will you say yes? He loves you with an everlasting love. If you have said yes, just repeat this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. I invite you to come into my heart. I give you thanks for saving me. Amen and amen. Let me just pray for you. Almighty God, I thank you for that person or persons who have said yes to you, Lord. The mother or the father, the man, the woman, the little boy, the little girl who have heard this message, Lord. I pray in the name of Jesus that you will seal that person until Jesus comes to take his children home. Bless them in a special way this day, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I'm going to now ask Brother Greg to give the day's announcements. Brother Greg?